or are they going to start fighting back?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Tony, it's a very disturbing question. It seems to be sort of building up to the situation in the late 70s and early 80s in El Salvador in the last century, where the oppression, repression, attained such ghastly levels that people who were normally quite pacific and peaceful decided there was no option but to join an armed struggle. Now, I know the Honduran people in their manifestations and demonstrations in the street have been very, very strictly non-violent and non-aggressive, confrontational perhaps, but not aggressive. But this election could be the flashpoint where people say, well, there was a slogan, basta ya, enough's enough.
Yeah. Well, and that is, there are so many ways of looking at it. If you look at it from the perspective of the populations in countries like Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala, the solidarity movement with the Honduran popular movement in those countries is now preparing for the worst. And they're organizing to try and accumulate resources so that they'll be able to take care of refugees. Governments certainly have contingency plans to receive refugees. So the ordinary populations in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua, the countries that border Honduras, do fear the worst.
Yeah.
And then if you look at it from... But if you then jump at it and look at it from a more intellectual, kind of geopolitical, analytical point of view, if you like, then if you ask, well, what's in this for the United States, which is obviously the main player making the sustenance of the coup regime possible, if you look at it and if you ask that question, well, what's in this for the United States if it turns to violent conflict? The answer is that in countries like Nicaragua, the right wing are completely discredited.
Mm-hmm.
And all the signs are that the FSLN government is going to win the 2011 elections, even if the right wing combines against it, because their policies have been so successful and the right wing in Nicaragua have been so obviously completely lacking any credible policies that the only thing that is going to make it possible for the right wing to win in Nicaragua, and the same can be said in El Salvador, is if the right wing in the region can generate an atmosphere of fear and terror. So, and if there's a violent conflict ongoing in Honduras over the next year or so, then that'll enable them very readily to create an ambience and an atmosphere of fear and terror in the region, saying, look, this is what